Beastie Boys, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, A Flush, the Format Friday is on the air. Your picks absolutely all morning long at 237. It's text 35270, those exact same numbers. If you want to get into this totally random question this morning, as we pull a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ is, why did you most recently call... Oh, that says 911. I was like, what is that word? 911. Why did you most recently call 911? Have you done that recently? That's in the totally random question. Either of you call 911 somewhat recently?
Not 911, but non-emergency. I did have to call the police.
Why?
My upstairs neighbor, you guys know about this. Man, he was so loud constantly. My apartment said they can't do anything, so I had to call the police. And I felt bad doing it. But once
at
the cop
first.
Okay, because he would get drunk and he would pass out with his music on full blast. One time the cops came and they were pounding on his door, kicking his door, and the music was so loud, even the cops said this is unacceptable. And they said, anytime you can hear him, please continue to call us.
And you did continue
I
to
did,
call.
I did, and he got kicked out and he no longer lives above me.
Way to go. Jamie, call 911 somewhat recently.
Not 911, but the same thing as Jamie. I did have to call the police because my cat was missing.
I'm sure they really appreciated that phone call.
Well, I just wanted to see if anybody had called or brought one in or if they found one on the road. So that was probably the last time I called anything like that. I did call, maybe a year ago, I called 911 because they're, or no, not 911. This is the police again, too. Because there's these wild turkeys by my house.
Yeah.
And they were just playing. Usually, what happens is, when you're trying to drive, there's a roundabout to get kind of to my house. And the wild turkeys will quickly run across the street. But on this day in particular, they were not. And one of them did get hit.
Oh, God.
And then the other wild turkeys were running around in the road crazy. So I called them to contain the wild turkeys.
What did you really think they're going to do about the wild turkeys?
I don't know. They said they said they would make the appropriate calls.
Build the wall! Yeah. More turkeys!
You guys, the wild turkeys by my house are really, really bad. There's so many of them. They live in, I think this guy must feed them, but they live in, the bushes. So the police came and dealt with the turkey situation, and I think they got the turkey carcass off the road.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, this will go down in the day history that in my mind I... I'm envisioning you giving a speech where you want to build a wall to keep out the wild turkeys so they don't take your job and strain the healthcare system.
Hey, they're getting there.
Jamie got political with fowl. With turkeys. The last time you called 911 in the totally random question, 237, it's text 35270. The last time I called 911, it was because Shorty was burning up the dance floor. Ooh, that ruined my joke. That's not the right song.
Somebody call 911. Shoddy fire.
My house, why not 84? And the totally random question, why did you most recently call 911?
I called 911 because I heard loud shouting and screaming in the apartment next door, and I was convinced that this guy was killing or beating the woman from the way that she was carrying on. Long story short, they were having needless to say, I spent a lot of time with my headphones on for the rest of the time I lived there.
With your headphones on? Yeah, I suppose if they do that all the time, you're probably not going to want to be listening to that.
That is true. Yeah. That would be annoying.
I mean, eventually you think you just learn to always have your radio up or the TV up.
But wouldn't they kind of get the point, too? If the cops came to check on them and they're like, there was a call, someone may be in danger. And they're like, oh, no, we're just doing that. You think they would try to be quiet?
You'd assume.
Does it make it easier to handle if you just have a visual of, a kid that likes to jump on the bed? Oh, there's that kid again screaming, oh, God, jumping on the bed. Man, that kid loves to jump on the bed. You seen some texts of why I recently called 911?
Yeah, somebody said my brother and I were driving back from South Dakota when we came across a car who had just hit a deer. The accident must have happened literally minutes before we got there. We called 911, got somebody out there. Everyone ended up being okay, thankfully. Somebody else said, I called 911 when I went to visit my 84-year-old mom. I tried waking her up, and she wouldn't. I thought she was dead, so I called the paramedics. They ended up coming out there, and as they were coming into her house, she woke up. I guess she was just in a really deep sleep. I was so embarrassed.
Playhouse in the Morning, talking about why you recently called 911, or most recently, at 237 Evidence. Or you can text, tell us why you had to call the 50 at 35270. That works, too.
Let's go, girls.
Shania in a Flush the Format Friday, Y94, that song from 1997. In the middle of a totally random question, when did you most recently call 911? Why did you most recently call?
I was living in a duplex, a side-by-side duplex, and I heard all this banging around, and I heard screaming, and then the door was wide open. Their kid was left outside in a walker, so I go in there, and this chick's boyfriend was chasing after her with a hammer. He was going to beat the hell out of her with a hammer.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying, yeah. But good thing she was able to call the police on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty legitimate reason to be calling in for some backup. Are you seeing any other texts that why I had to most recently call 911?
Somebody said, I live in South Moorhead, close to Hornbacher's. I woke up at 5:30 in the morning to gunshots. I thought there was a shooting at a neighbor's or close by. Here it was hunting season, and there's a piece of land very close to my apartment. It scared me to death. Somebody else said, last time I dialed 911, I was hit by a drunk driver on my way to work. For some reason, I ended up being completely okay. I was able to report the accident to the police and call my boss and tell him I was going to be late to work in the same call. Somebody else said, I worked at a grocery store, and after my coworkers and I noticed a car being parked in the parking lot for 3 days in a row with absolutely zero movement, we decided to call the police. They came out right away and discovered that the body was in there, or there was a body in there. Ended up being a homeless person who had been living in their car and had a heart attack probably 3 days, and that's why it sat there.
All right, most recent reason you call 911. Hi.
I have an irrational fear of pretty much any phone number I don't recognize. I just assume it's either a murderer or a hospital telling me a relative has died or something else horrible.
So you call 911 when you get a scary phone number?
Oh, is that what she's getting at?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get a random phone number, you're like, hey, this might be a robocall, but it might also be a serial killer.
I remember being like, a little kid at my grandma's house. And I think I told you guys before, my grandma has like a very creepy, ghostly house.
Uh-huh.
So, and people, it's like known for that in her area. So lots of times.
Your grandma's house is known as like the ghost house.
Yeah. And so like a lot of people would just like come by. Like she'd have people that knock on her door and be like, can I just like check out the backyard?
Nope.
No. And one time she called 911 because there was somebody in her backyard. And she called 911. The police came out. There was a man, like a 60-year-old man, camping in a tent in her backyard, hoping to see something. Just walked onto her property, camped in her backyard.
What's wrong with
people? And she lives in like a residential area.
If you got you a cozy backyard, you got you a cozy backyard. It's great camping grounds,
it
is. Oh, why'd you most recently call 911? It's Playhouse.
Okay, I had to call 911 once because there was a guy. Turned out he was drunk, but I was pretty certain he was dead laying in my backyard. Yeah, apparently he had passed out there on the way home from a bar.
But you thought he was dead, so obviously you didn't like check.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go like get a stick, you know, and take his pulse. No.
Yeah, it's probably better just to handle it the way you handled it. I don't know if anybody can beat the woman that apparently calls 911 from, like, robocalls, but...
I mean, that's
funny.
Not a good way to use it. I'm trying to think if I've ever actually had to call 911. I mostly just called the non-emergency.
Yeah, I think me, too. I don't know what I'd actually have to call 911
I think,
for.
Though, I was in a hit-and-run accident one time, and I called 911 for that, but that was about it. Because I didn't know what to do. It was, like, 3 in the morning. I was on my way home from work, and... some guy ran into me at a red light and he was like, sorry, I fell asleep. And so I was like, okay, well, we got to get this figured out. So I called 911 and then I was like, he's running away. And she's like, what? You need to explain what's going on. I was like, he's running away. Just take this down. And I was trying to give her the license or he's like driving away and she didn't get it. And then she was like, do you have it memorized still? No, that's why I was trying to tell you what it is.
I do like that you basically became like a detective, though. Like, all right, I need to take this down. They're like, who is this?
Yeah.
That's Sergeant to you. what it is.
They didn't get him.
It is Flush the Format Friday. Your picks, your throwbacks all morning long at 237. It's text 35270. Rembrandt's with I'll Be There For You. You know the Friends theme song. In a couple of minutes on the show, Blues Traveler as well. But there is a guy that is getting a lot of attention this week. We're going to talk about him a little bit. He basically says there's a something you don't understand. And he's trying to become the face of this movement and thinks he can explain to you the appeal of why this guy loves his lifestyle of being a furry in less than 6 minutes.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Good morning.
I'm like really tired and cranky in the morning on my way to work. That always like picks me up.
Y94.